97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Come on, y'all.
Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. And with 4th of July right here, well, we wanted to talk to one of the gazillion fireworks guys. I have a personal friend in this business. So I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to ask how the sausage was made, basically, about fireworks. Because you see them everywhere. You buy one, you get 94 free or whatever the signs are. Check pricing. You know, there's advertising to lure you in. But a great American is also a sponsor of my Big Dogs Poker Bash each year. He's a great guy. His family, very famous in the Jefferson County area. Paul Boniker of Paul's Fireworks on W is on the line. He's a hardworking dump truck driver, but he does every year get into the fireworks business. Paul, welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, sir. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
How long have you been doing the fireworks biz?
This is my 12th season.
Wow, that's awesome. And it seems like you have to know somebody to get into that business. And who got you into it?
A buddy of mine that is down in Murphy, Terry Berno, Berno's Fireworks.
Yeah, that's good. Paul, Mark Cox here. I'm fascinated. Obviously, the tents pop up all over the place a week or two out from the 4th of July every year. Tell us where your location is. You're down there on W, right? Is that what Bo said?
Yes, I'm on Highway W, about a mile out of House Springs, yeah. And about five miles out of Eureka.
Wow. So tell us a little inside baseball, as Bo was saying there. How do you, I know for a while there, the supply chains were a problem for people in the fireworks industry.
Yeah.
So what's it like these days, and how do you prepare? How do you know how much to order and what to order?
Well, that is a tricky question because every year it is different. You know, we'll take in, you know, say one year we'll sell a whole lot of bottle rockets and we'll sell out. Well, the next year we buy double and then the following year we sell half of what we sold the year before. So, you know, it's crazy. There's no rhyme or reason how, you know, people do it, you know, but it's exciting because I enjoy taking and just meeting people and talking to them and, you know, find out what they do and, you know, how they do it.
Just getting to know people. That's what it is. And I bet you have a lot of return customers. Again, thanks for supporting the Big Dogs Poker Bash. I'm sure you'll see that gift certificate come back to you that was sold at the silent auction. But, Mark, I have to tell you, Paul ramped up his attention-getting skills when he bought a retired fire truck, and so he proudly displays the American flag on that ladder. How long ago did you get that thing, Paul?
This is my second year with the fire truck. So,
and
yeah,
you have people coming by for photo ops?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy, you know, and you really find out who the firemen are in the area. they all come by to look at it, and they look at it and go, oh, wait a minute, especially the young guys. Wait a minute, I don't know how to run this. doesn't have all that new technology. So yeah, I've got a 102-foot ladder fire truck, and I've got it up about 95 foot in the air with a I believe it's an 8x16 American flag.
Paul, talk to me about how things have changed over the years. You know, I remember growing up as a kid, you know, everybody wanted M80s, and people where I grew up used to blow up mailboxes with them, and I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. My impression of fireworks is that they have decreased in power over the years. Is that, I mean, for smaller ones, is that true or not?
Oh, yes, sir. The federal government has really reduced. You take a bottle rocket, for example. A bottle rocket is maybe half the size of what it was, you know, 40 years ago, even 20 years ago. So, yeah, there's, and, you know, people come in and go, oh, yeah, yeah, you're getting M80s? Well, I got an M80, but it's, you know, it's probably a third of what it was, you know, especially when somebody comes in my age. I'm 22, you know, but I'm 66 years old, you know, and people come in and they, you know, my age, and they go, oh, you got any M80s? Yeah, I do, but, you know, they're nothing like what we used to have.
That's right.
You know, before we got on the call this morning, I started reminiscing about fireworks, adventures, let's call them, when I was a kid. My cousins would make me run across the backyard back and forth, and they would shoot bottle rockets at me to try and hit me, and they did. Do you remember Ladyfingers? They were like really teeny tiny.
Yeah.
And do you still sell those or no?
No, I do not have those. I'm sure that there's something out there that resembles it, but I do not carry them.
So
I've got a small tent, so I can't carry everything, you know. Yeah. So
I'm not asking you to give up any trade secrets or anything, but where do you source most of your fireworks? Because I know there for a while, a lot of these came from China, I believe. And with the boats moving slow and all that stuff a couple years ago, there was a real supply chain issue.
Well, there, as far as I know, there are no manufacturers in the United States for the fireworks that we are allowed to sell.
Okay.
Everything comes from China. And the last 2 years, we got about 75% of what we ordered. This year, it all came through, and our prices are reduced. Shipping came down, so we are putting our savings to the customer. We, you know, like our 500-gram Big Shot ones, they're on an average of $10 cheaper.
Now, if you can give any tips to anybody, because not everybody's going to come by your tent, and it's a competitive business because they're everywhere. What are some tips? I mean, is the buy one, get 20 free, is that a scam, or what is that? Or what should we look for the best deals?
Well, everybody, I don't go to other stands because I went into this business 12 years ago to save the people money, and you know, this buy one get four free, 1 year they did it with a package of six, a small little zipper that came in a package as a six. It was buy one get five free that year, and it was $1.50 for that pack. Well, today I sell that same pack of six for 75 cents.
Oh, wow. Okay. And okay. Now, you got a lot of people go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, it's like we have Morning Glory big 36-inch sparklers. You know, people come in and tell us that they've been in tents where they're, you know, $7.50. Ours are $2.50 a pack.
Wow.
Well, at your stand, it's different because you don't have carnival workers working for you. You actually know exactly what you're selling. So nothing
true.
Against carnival workers.
We have seen, that's what we pride ourselves in also. We have seen everything that's in our tent. We have seen it shot off. We have timed it. We have taken notes. If somebody comes in, asks us what to do. And we also have a television with a scanner that, you know, if they want to see exactly what it does. Of course, it doesn't give you a full, you know, effect of everything because it's so far away. But, you know, people come in and they go, well, what does this do? And I tell them, and they're going, holy cow, we were at the tent down below. And they said, well, it shoots flaming balls.
Yeah.
Well, every piece of paper on those fireworks says, if it goes up in the air and it has report, says shooting flaming balls.
Okay. You know, Paul, we're talking to Paul Boniker of Paul's Fireworks in down at Highway W near House Springs. And, you know, I see the tent. I was in St. Charles County the other day, and I saw the tents all over the place because they sell them all over there out there as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then I get back and I see a article. In fact, I think it was on a Facebook feed. Somebody had posted it from the city of Maryland Heights, warning people that all fireworks are illegal there, and if you get caught, it's like $1,000 fine. So you really have to be careful, I guess, if they're enforcing it, because not all agencies do. But you have to really know your municipality and what the rules are, right?
That is correct. I mean, Jefferson County, you know, Franklin County, St. Charles County, they allow fireworks. But St. Louis County and the city of St. Louis, they do not. You know, it is actually against the law to set off fireworks. But now, usually they'll give you a pass on the 4th of July, you know. But, you know, again, I'm not promoting anything or doing anything illegally. So
yeah, of course.
Of course not. You know, I tell you, Paul, we have some good friends that live down in Chesterfield, and they had a big house, and they had a big backyard. And I would venture to guess they would spend a couple grand, and they would put on a fireworks show in their backyard that was the equivalent of probably what some small cities do. And we never heard from the police. So clearly there are, there will, with a wink and a nod, some of them have decided to enforce it and some haven't.
The police only come if they get a call.
If they get a complaint, probably, I would guess.
That's why you invite your neighbors.
That's probably it.
Yeah, just invite those neighbors over for the party and then you'll be okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Paul, in the 12 years that you've been selling fireworks, do you have a guy named Stumpy that comes by missing a couple of fingers or anything?
Well, no, but, you know, I have five fingers missing, and they tell me that the best fireworks come from the man with less fingers. So
ain't that the truth? All right. Well, do you have a website that people can look up, or just Facebook, I guess, is what you're on?
No, I don't. I have never set up anything like that. I'm not a computer person, so I apologize. I do not do
not
that. It's kind of mainly a word of mouth type situation is what I'm hoping for. So
well, I boosted one of your posts for Facebook, so hopefully people come and find you. If you're looking for somebody that's really experienced, really knows what they're selling, and he can sell you, we were talking last night on the phone, how many continuous firecrackers can you buy these days? Because I had a buddy that used to buy 10,000 every year, and you just light it once and boom, off goes the show. What do you got out there at the tent?
Yeah, I have the largest roll I have is 4,000 firecrackers per roll. And, you can light the end and, you know, make a mess or put it in a trash can and then collect the mess in there. But they say it's about a 10-minute show to listen to that. So
okay.
And then we also have some small, it's small and you know, for $1.50, we have what we call a crazy crack up. It's a little bitty fountain, and it lasts 3 or 4 minutes. It's been a really good seller. So,
well, Paul, happy 4th of July to you, and good luck with the rest of as sales go. Now, is it always a situation where, like the day after, like on the 5th, everything's going to be half off?
Well, that's what everybody hopes. I do not discount my prices because I feel that I already am 50% off. So, you know, I do not discount my prices because I actually buy my firecrackers. 90% of those other tents, those people that are working there have nothing invested.
I get it.
If they give them away, exactly. That's, you know, so.
Well, Paul, thank you for giving us some time today down on the Highway W near House Springs, Paul's Fireworks. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I'll be honest with you. You know, everybody knows it's been really dry. So just be really careful
yes.
when you're blowing
Hopefully
things
we'll
off because we don't need to. We don't need to overwork
we'll
the firefighters out there.
We'll get some rain this weekend.
Yeah,
so.
Let's hope so.
I hope so. All right, safe to you, brother. Thank you. Happy 4th.
All right, thank you. All right, same to you guys.
We've got more of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors coming up right here. Stay right there.
Mission Temple Fireworks Day. Hey! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Big Bang Theory.
Get more at 971talk.com.